Now, the rest of the story. The Los Angeles County coroner received Peter's body for examination. I do not know what examiners expected to find, but what they did find was most remarkable, a rare congenital defect, theretofore undiagnosed and in the living virtually undetectable. Peter had been born with only half a normal circulation system. Specifically, he had a right coronary artery complex, but none on the left side. You're supposed to have two. Peter had only one. It was not a surprise then that he had dropped dead at 40. Others with that same condition, few though they may have been, have collapsed and died in their early teens. Medically speaking, this is the rest of the story. Coronary arteries are there to provide the heart with oxygen. They're about the diameter of a common lead pencil. They are the vessels involved in bypass surgery when they become clogged with fat or plaque, the clogging and the hardening called atherosclerosis. A significant problem connected with this rare condition, the one in which only half of the coronary artery complex is present, is that the victim then has no natural protective response to atherosclerosis. Normally, the heart can compensate for narrowing in one artery by rerouting blood from the other artery. But in this rare congenital abnormality, the victim has no other source of what has been termed collateral blood flow, so the heart becomes starved for oxygen. Too much so, the patient dies, as Peter died. But Peter didn't die that way. Not that way. The coroner reports no evidence of life-threatening plaque formation in what arteries he did have. And that does seem consistent with his lifestyle. You see, for years prior to his death, Peter had been a staunch vegetarian, a vociferous advocate of physical fitness, of good nutrition, abstinence from dissipating habits. His complaints were very few. Only one substantial one about an ambiguous nerve problem in his right arm. So it was the condition itself that killed Peter. After nearly a week of microscopic examination, the county coroner concluded that Peter had died not of atherosclerosis, but of a sudden heart attack caused by gradual deterioration of the heart muscle. This inherited cardiological deformity is so rare, they say, that 100 cardiologists throughout their entire careers might encounter the condition only once. Yet Peter had that condition. The only thing more incredible than that is how he did what he did all those years. For in the annals of American basketball, one name shines as brightly as any. That of Peter, nicknamed Pistol Pete Maravich. His Louisiana State statistics made him the greatest scorer in college basketball history. His 10-year NBA career left him a 5-time All-Star and the league's leading scorer in 1977. So it is not at all amazing, the medical experts say, that Pistol Pete played with Hall of Fame caliber intensity. What is instead amazing to the entire medical fraternity is that Pete Maravich could ever play basketball at all. And now you know the rest of the story.